This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Liam, surprised to see Stoke as big as they are really at 8-5 when you compare that with Everton at 9-5. They just can't get it going in the Premier League, Everton, despite those exploits in the Europa League. Only 6 wins after 27 games for Everton. That's the least they've achieved since the days of Walter Smith back in the late 90s. This is a disappointing season for Everton in the Premier League.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean,
bitterly disappointing.
And they're still not, you know, obviously they're not going to go down, are they? We don't think they are, but you know, they still probably need another 9 points to assure safety. We quoted their away percentage of points before the weekend, and that's obviously got worse since then because they lost the game to Arsenal. Weren't too bad against Arsenal. Did create chances. Lukaku really should have scored. I think Lukaku has. It doesn't score enough goals for the amount of chances he gets, actually. I think you can maybe start to see why Mourinho did let him go and what didn't give him the chance at Chelsea. I don't think he's quite ruthless enough for me, and they need his goals desperately. I mentioned about Stoke being the third in the Premier League table since Christmas. Played 10, won 6, drawn 2, lost 2, scored 13 against 11. Not brilliant, but you know, picked up in terms of goal scoring and conceding, but picked up 20 points, which is third behind Liverpool and Arsenal. Everton are 16th in that table. They've won 1, drawn 4, lost 4, scoring 6 and conceding 10. So just 7 points since Christmas for Everton. And they really struggle to score goals on the road. Stoke are right up there with the amount of goals they score from chances created. But I think Everton will go for the draw here. I think they might get one as well because I just think these teams are. There's 11 points between these two teams, but I think they're probably a bit closer to that in terms of when you see them on the pitch. I think they're quite similar, these teams, in terms of their standard. I'll go for it's the best price of the three, and I could see it being a draw. So 21-10 for Everton to pick up a badly needed point.
Yeah, I can see that too. I can see. I mean, I thought Everton were. You're not giving Everton enough credit.
Yeah, probably were better than I said, Arsenal, weren't they? Yeah.
I mean, he could easily have gone ahead there. Arsenal didn't. The result flattered the Gunners,
true.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And I said before that game, I've just sensed that Everton are on an upward curve. Okay, the result was a bad one for them, but the performance was a lot better than they've been putting in for most of the season. And I think they're going to be one of those teams between now and the end of the season that you won't go far wrong if you nail your colours to their mast. But it worries me that the draw price is bigger than the Everton price here because Stoke's not an easy place to win at. And they are in good form, as you say. I've just got a feeling that Martinez is not a kind of guy who normally, in previous clubs and previous guys, as we go away and hope for a draw, but needs must. And that's what he'll do this weekend. He did it at Arsenal. He did it at Chelsea a few weeks ago. And he'll do it again here. I think it's a nailed-on draw, this one.
The draw there for both Derek and Lee, 21-10.
I'd go a bit further and go low scorer as well. I don't see it being like a 2-2. So, you know, if you want a little bit more value, the draw and under 2.5 probably would be worth looking at. You know, Everton don't score that many away from home. And Stoke, despite their ability to score from limited chances, don't actually score that many either. You know, they've only scored 17 in 13 at home. Everton in their away games have only managed 14 in 14, so 1-1 maybe as a correct score if you like correct scores.
1-1 in the match is 11-2 if you're looking at the correct score.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.